Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now to the news from outer space. NASA has confirmed the existence of 715 new planets. It's all thanks to the work of the Kepler Space Telescope, which is looking for habitable planets in the Milky Way. For more, we are joined from Moffett Field, California, by Pete Warden, the director of NASA's Ames Research Center, where the Kepler mission is based. Pete Warden, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what is most interesting to you about this discovery.
Well, the fundamental question that everybody wants to know is, are we alone? Kepler has made major progress in figuring out, are there planets like the Earth around other stars? The problem is that we do it sort of indirectly. We're looking for small changes in the light of a star. It's kind of like if I look at a street light and a bug flies in front of it, I see a small decrease in the light.
Yeah.
In this case, it's only a few hundred thousandths of the light level. The problem is there's a lot of other things that can cause that. A lot of our effort is to get rid of false positives.
Well, and you're saying these are confirmed planets. We were talking about 715 of them, 100 of them about the size of the Earth, and four of those are in the habitable zone of their stars.
Absolutely. And this is the key thing, is to figure out which things are real, and particularly which ones are kind of Earth size, and even more important if we find things that are in what we call the habitable zone, which is a planet that could support life as we know it on Earth.
How important is Kepler in our efforts to figure out if there are indeed other things that are alive out there in space?
Well, Kepler was the first mission that NASA launched that was really focused on finding planets the size of the Earth. And we found that, based on Kepler data, that maybe a quarter of the stars in our galaxy have a planet about the size of the Earth in the habitable zone. So incredibly important. But we're now looking at follow-ons. In the next decade, we're going to try to see, do any of these planets actually have life?
Well, so how do we do that?
Kepler was a survey mission, so it looked at planets pretty far away. These are hundreds to thousands of light years away. What we're really interested in is the nearest stars. So the next step is going to be to look at these and see if there's any transiting planets. So the next decade, we're going to answer the question, are we alone?
Well, if we do that, do you think that we're going to be the ones to go out and find the other living things out in outer space, or will they find us first?
Well, you know, it's kind of unclear what we mean by when we find other life. We're really thinking that what we're going to see is evidence of plant life and other things. We're going to be looking for evidence of some form of life, and it could have been anywhere in the history of the planet.
But it might just be a flower or a tree.
A flower, a tree, or maybe just bacteria.
Pete Warden, director of NASA's Ames Research Center, talking with us about the 715 new planets discovered by Kepler. Pete Warden, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, sorry, Meghna, just a flower or a tree or some bacteria.
Just complex life forms like that.
I know. It is very exciting still. This is Here and Now.